The Israel Report with Roly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Roly Marks, how are you?
Well, with that singing, Penge, I'm very good, and yourself?
Fine, we're just deserting listeners all over the place, but it doesn't matter. If I'm going to greet you in a happy way, then I'm happy. What can I say?
Well, I have to tell you, I sang happy birthday to a friend of mine today, and he said to me, it brought a tear to his eye, but not just because it was so scary and wouldn't be out of place in a Friday the 13th sequel, but he does treasure me as his friend. So happy birthday, Scott Smith, wherever you are. Anywho, a happy way to start
with friends like that,
Exactly. A happy way to start the week after a very tumultuous weekend. Israel's gas operators, Delek Drilling and Noble Energy, announced today that they've signed agreements with Egyptian company Dolphin Energy worth an estimated $15 billion. This is a tremendous, tremendous move. It will allow for both Egyptians and Israelis to benefit from Israel's natural gas exports. And Bibi Netanyahu today at a press conference says he welcomes the historic agreement that was announced today regarding the export of Israeli gas to Egypt. It will put billions into the state treasury to benefit education, health and social welfare of Israeli citizens. And it also strengthens our security, economy and regional relations. It's really tremendous for all parties involved and a very, very nice way to start the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't complain about that. But as much good news there also seems to be a bit of heating up in the region. I see here that the IAF has been striking terror tunnels after renewed rocket attacks.
Well, what we do know is that they, hours after rockets were fired into southern Israel, which marks 3 days of very, very intense cross-border fighting, the Israeli Air Force fired on terror tunnels and have destroyed the underground infrastructure. This was in the southern Gaza Strip. The military have not confirmed if the strikes were from tank shellings or from airstrikes, but we do know that after cross-border altercations over the weekend, which injured several soldiers who were injured when IEDs blew up along the Gaza border, the Israeli Air Force did strike targets in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, interesting. Hopefully that doesn't signal a further flare-up in that part of the world, because it looks like both the North and the South are a little bit unstable at the moment. And one of the things making the North unstable is Iran, Netanyahu, taking a jab at them at the Munich Security Conference.
Well, first of all, this is the first time an Israeli leader or Israeli prime minister has addressed this very, very prestigious conference. And you are exactly right. Just a matter of weeks, in fact, just over a week ago, Israel intercepted an Iranian drone that was launched from Syria into Israel. And unfortunately, a F-16 was shot down in the process. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu not want to miss an opportunity to use a prop, addressed the Munich conference. He addressed the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif directly. He said that Israel will not just act against Iran's proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah that are attacking us, but against Iran itself, and warned not to test Israel's resolve. And he says, well, he accused Zarif of lying with eloquence and warned the conference participants that Zarif will brazenly deny any interference of or involvement of Iran in Syria. And he then took the opportunity to whip out his prop, and he said, well, here's a piece of that Iranian drone, or what's left of it after we shot it down. I brought it here so that you can see for yourself. Mr. Zarif, do you recognize it? You should. It's yours. So be the first ever prime minister to address the prestigious conference, and devoted most of his speech and his Q&A to issues with Iran. And this was a little bit of a jab at the former Secretary of State of the United States, John Kerry, as well, who was sitting front row and was one of the main architects of the Iranian agreement. So I think Bibi used his opportunity to take a stab at him as well.
Now, moving from Munich onto Poland, I see where a Polish MP is being a little bit rude about their prime minister.
Well, I have to say, I stand behind this Polish MP who's being rude about his prime minister. We've been speaking about it quite at length over the last couple of weeks as Poland moved to pass that horrendous legislation that says that the death camps cannot be called Polish death camps, and basically denies any kind of complicit behavior by the Poles in the extermination of Poland's Jews during the Holocaust. Following that, we heard movements to perhaps ban kosher shchita in Poland. We've seen this explosion of anti-Semitic speech on Polish television and with elements from within Polish society. And over the weekend, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki made another horrendous accusation where he said that there were Polish perpetrators in the Shoah, and there were Jewish perpetrators. And this was from paying his respects at the gravesite of fighters from the Holy Cross Mountains Brigade, who were a Polish underground military unit who collaborated with the Nazis and killed Jews during the Second World War. And the Polish member of parliament, Kaminski, said that he hopes that and he says his fingers are crossed that the prime minister is being stupid and not ruthless. He says this is another huge mistake, and he's a representative of the opposition party, the Union of European Democrats, which is the only party, sadly, which voted against the horrendous death camps law. And Kaminski told the Jerusalem Post in an interview over the weekend that the only possible part of Polish resistance who actively collaborated with the Germans, and he's visiting their graves, and he really, for one, cannot understand that.
Yeah, certainly Poland is going a little bit on the oopsie at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And I see that last night at the BAFTAs, a number of women were wearing black in solidarity with the Me Too movement, which should be news to Hamas because they've just banned a woman's TV channel.
Well, it's so interesting that you mention that, because we see this incredible rise of women's rights consciousness across the world. And I'm wondering if we're going to hear from Linda Sarsour. Benjamin, I know that, you know, she likes to be at the forefront of marches, and, you know, she's a great women's rights activist. I mean, we heard so much of her during the Iranian marches. I mean, one couldn't really keep her quiet. And I say that loaded with sarcasm. So I'm sure we can count on dear Linda to opine on this. So last night, Hamas have banned the launching of a new TV station which specializes in covering Palestinians' women's affairs in the Gaza Strip. And this comes from the Hamas-controlled Ministry of Information that said that the station, the first of its kind in the Gaza Strip, had failed to obtain a proper license from the relevant authorities. Now, this came as a huge surprise to the channel, who claimed that they have a license, and that last night they were standing by to launch their TV stations. And Hamas have said this. I mean, Benj, you've got to love this. They say that while they honor the freedom of expression, they really regret that the managers of the new station failed to abide by the law. And what could have led to it is that the channel is part of a program that belongs to the Haifa Institute for Media and Communications, and they already operate in the Gaza Strip with a license from the Hamas ministry. And according to them, this should have fallen under the remit of that license. But I think that we can read between the lines and see what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hamas never won to stick up for women's rights. But someone who does is Rolene Marks. Thank you so much for being with us. And we'll chat to you again tomorrow.
Well, same time, same place tomorrow. Benja, I just want to know if you're going to sing to me as I come on again.
No, let's once every new presidency. That's what I can promise. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. Chatting to her tomorrow on The Israel Report.